You are listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. It's now time for our daily tafsir segment. We begin with Surah Ahqaf, which is from the 46th Surah of the Noble Quran, in the 26th Juz of the Noble Quran. This Surah is a Makki Surah, and its objective is the same as other Makki Surahs, that is to establish the fundamentals of Islam, the oneness of Allah, Nubuwwat, the messengership, Ba'athat, resurrection, Jaza wa Saza, recompensation. The surah revolves around the theme of Ba'athat, which is messengership, and to validate the message of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is the authentic messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To present to you a brief overview, that the surah commences by speaking about the glorious Quran, which is genuinely revealed by Allah. Then it deals with the idols which the polytheists worshipped and regarded, which they claim that shall intercede on their behalf before Allah. The surah then expounds on their deviation and their error in worshipping something which can neither hear nor benefit. The surah also discusses the misgivings of the mushrikeen with regards to Al-Qur'an Al-Qiyarib. And it refutes those through absolute clear proofs. So that is basically what the surah covers in the initial verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ha Mim. Now this is from the Hurufi Muqatta'at, which are words which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger only understood. It's a challenge to mankind. You claim to know everything, you know nothing, but you don't even know what does Hameem mean. Then Allah says, Tanzeelul Kitabi min Allahil Aziz al Hakim. The revelation of the book is from Allah, the Mighty and the Wise. Allah is mighty, Allah is wise, and through His might and through His wisdom, He has revealed a book which is for us guidance. Who is Allah? مَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Allah is that being, it was He who created the heavens and the earth, and He did not create the heavens and the earth except with, and whatever lies between it, except with an appointed time, أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Allah did not create the heavens and the earth and the entire universe in vain. Rather, they were created for a specific purpose and will continue rendering their function and their ability, the continue fulfilling the task at hand for it until an appointed time. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَمَّا أُنذِرُوا مُعْرِضُونَ. As for those who are unbelievers, they turn away from what they have been warned. They neither fear their evil destiny, nor do they prepare for the year after. And when they hear any mention about the year after, they turn a deaf ear to it. People like this have no interest in the Akhirah. There is now a question that is put to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Do you see those whom you invoke besides Allah? Like, whatever you're calling other than Allah, think about it. أَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ أَمْ لَمْ شِرْكُمْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Show me, what have they created in the heavens, or do they have any partners in the earth? So in this verse, the claim of the mushrikeen about the existence of some other deities is totally being refuted. And how is it being refuted? That by demanding a proof to substantiate the claim. No claim can be accepted, neither rationally nor according to religious principles, until it is proven by concrete evidence that supports it. So when you keep that in mind, you say there are other deities other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's look at all possible arguments. Bring your evidence for that. And if you don't have evidence, then you are insisting on a baseless claim, and that is clearly deviation from the truth. So you need to bring a claim, bring your proof from it. And what is the claim? That إِتُونِ بِكِتَابٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ هَذَا أَوَثَارَةٍ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. So the one rational proof that is given in the other verse is that show me أَرُونِ مَا دَخَلَقُ مِنْ الْأَرْضِ أَمْ لَمُشْرِكُمْ سَمَاتِ. What is it that they created? You say there's a deity other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're saying that there's a God other than Allah. So show me firstly, what is it that that other God, that other deity has created? Is there anything? Show us. That is the first point that Allah says in the Quran. Show us. And the second one is that it is obviously this is an authentic matter that existed from before, the worship of idols and the worship of ascribing partners with Allah, then it has to be have been written in some book before. Where is it written in any book that was revealed from the heavens? Whether the Torah, the Injil, the Quran. Show us where is it that it was mentioned that you should worship idols. That this is it, a heavenly book that came down and said, worship idols. Any sort of concrete evidence, knowledge from revelation that shows you should worship. But it's clear that in both instances, there is absolutely no proof whatsoever. They have no basis to this claim. There's no way of substantiating. Now, when you bent, when you are firm on a claim which has no basis, then you are deviated. Then it's simple deviation. وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّا يَدْعُو مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Who can be more astray? Those who call apart from Allah, those who cannot come to their call till the day of Qiyamah, and who have no knowledge of their call. Can there be worse foolishness and deviation that you leave aside Allah and invoke such a lifeless and powerless creature to fulfill your needs? A creature that cannot answer your calls on its own will. In fact, it does not even hear your call, let alone it has the ability to respond to it. Take for instance the status of a rock, that even the angels and the messenger cannot listen to and cannot do anything if Allah does not permit them. So that is total futility to be bent on this. And you will certainly see the consequences of this. وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسُ كَانُوا لَمْ أَعْدَاءً وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ. And when people will be raised, their gods, their deities will be their enemies and they will reject their worship. On the day of Qiyamah, you would have worshipped the rock or your nafs or any Nabi. That very item that you thought was your object of your worship would reject it, would not come to your assistance, will clearly express its or his animosity or detachment from you. And how will you be helped at that time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further elaborates by saying that these people who worship these idols are such, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ, that when we read to them our clear verses, قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ, the unbelievers speak thus of the truth. هذا سحر مبين, this is clear magic. So they merely push it aside by saying, what are you going to worry about this? This has no consequences, no basis whatsoever. They will say all sorts of things. They will attempt to make false claims against the Quran. They will say it is something that is fabricated. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى. Do they say that the Quran has been fabricated? That this is magic or this is something that has been conjectured by Muhammad? قُلْ إِنِ افْتَرَيْتُ فَلَا تَمْلِكُونَ لِي مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْعَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if I had fabricated it, you can not avail me in any way before Allah. Meaning that if I must lie about Allah, then there will be no one to help me against Allah. That is one point. Another point is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look, I never lied about anything. I never lied to anyone. Up until this point, you know me so well. I never lied to anyone, and I never lied about anything. So why would I then go and lie against Allah? Do I not have fear of Allah? And if Allah wills, He will afflict me with a calamity, and you will not be able to avail me. So, during these 40 years of my life, you know at least this much, that I am so fearless, or not so fearless, and daunting, and not so brainless to make a few people happy, and to earn the wrath of Allah. So, this in itself was a clear message. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تُفِيدُونَ فِيهِ, that Allah is fully aware of all that you are saying about it. كَفَى بِشَيْدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ, Allah is sufficient as a witness between me and you. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, and He is forgiving and merciful. In other words, even if you abstain now, but you accept later on, Allah will forgive you. You should consider it the mercy and the forbearance that despite knowing your sins and having absolute power, Allah has not destroyed you immediately. And in that itself, that should call you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the message of the opening verses of Surah Al-Ahqaf.